Nothing but rain, rain, rain all this week. And even though it's been gloomy and cold, everything has been popping like crazy. Once the sun comes out, it ought to be absolutely, absolutely wacky. And here to tell us more about it is our man who loves a rainy day, Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Lisa. And Lisa, I think you gave a good introduction already. I probably don't need to say too much more. It's hard to believe that when we spoke last week, we were talking about the deficit of precipitation and how far below normal we were and so forth. Yeah, it's interesting. At my house during this past week, I just checked the gauge this morning, 2.25 inches of rain during this past week. The Weather Service in Duluth got about 2 inches of rain during the past week. And to get you put that little bit in perspective, there's been as equal amount of precipitation in May so far as we've had in January, February, March, and April all combined. So that's getting into back what I mentioned last time about how we may not realize it, but we do live in a climate that has a rainy season, and we're beginning to see it right now. From the forecast, it sounds like we're also going to see a warming trend. This past week, we had 2 days in which the temperature never really got above 40 all day. That was both Sunday and Monday. And at my house, I don't think we got above 35 all day on Monday. So quite an interesting day in May. The precipitation was certainly well appreciated, and a lot of things are responding to it. Now, let's talk a little bit about the temperature. The average high temperature for this time of year is 62 degrees, and I think we're going to get that and probably exceed that later today, though it may not seem like it right now. And we also have, in accompanying with that and with the raining season, we have the thunder showers become more common. They haven't been much yet. There's been a couple, but not very much. And they will become more common there in the forecast for the next couple of days as well. The response to the rain, of course, has been widespread, but probably the most obvious is in the world of the trees. I've been talking the last couple of weeks about how the leaves are coming out on the trees right now. The last ones to open leaves in the woods are, for the most part, the biggest trees. There's a couple exceptions to that. Something like sumac, which is very small, is also very late to open its leaves. But for the most part, it's the biggest ones. And where I sit here right now, I can see oaks and maples and basswoods that are just starting to open their leaves. This rain, with the accompanied warmer temperatures, going to bring that out a lot faster. This is the 15th of May. Within 2 weeks, we will have a completely or almost completely foliated forest. And boy, it's just amazing the difference. I can still see quite a ways through the woods, but by that time, it will be very shady. We're also having trees putting on quite a show in another way, and that is with blossoms. You never realize how common some of these small trees that have blossoms are until we get to this time of year. But the three that really stand out are the wild plum. We actually have two species of wild plum. It's the Canada plum that comes to bloom first, and then American plum is just starting to bloom about this time. And then we have Juneberry, and Juneberry is, you never realize how common it is until they all come into bloom at this time, and you can't just, these white little trees with white flowers along the roadside, they're just everywhere. And then their third one is the pin cherry. Pin cherry was a little bit slower. I didn't see it opening until this past weekend. But right now, they're in pretty much of a full bloom as well. They're also being joined by elderberry, which is, again, more common, I think, but not as common as those other ones. And, yes, it's also in bloom. I saw also 2 days ago, I saw the first crab apple in bloom, and now with a little bit of drying that we have in the forecast and sunlight, we're going to see those opening a lot more. So there certainly is the big show going on. What a lot of us look forward to is more. We look forward to the apple blossom. We look forward to the lilac, and yes, I saw the first lilac. I have a pet lilac that I like to look for around this time of year. And yesterday, yes, it had its first blossom open. Now we're going to see a tremendous more of those in the next couple of weeks. And they're in no particular hurry to close either when they start to bloom. Other things of note, the spring wildflowers are still progressing. There's still maybe 15 to 20 kinds in bloom at Jay Cook State Park, but they have made a turn, and that is the shade-tolerant ones are becoming starting to show up right now. The sun-loving ones are on there. Well, they haven't really gone down yet. I wouldn't say they're waning, but they are past their peak, and they're going to be dealing with shade a lot now in the next few weeks. And so the shade-tolerant ones are starting to bloom. I saw Baneberry. I saw Blue Cohosh and a few more of them that are starting to bloom right now. Out in the pond, I saw the first yellow pond lily in bloom this week as well. So there's a switch going on here. And the fiddlehead ferns that unroll out in the woods. I was on my walk this morning, and I saw many of them that were about a foot tall already. Boy, they just explode. It's amazing how fast they can grow, but this is their time. When they unfold out in the woods and they take on the moisture, they can survive very well in the shade. They will last throughout the summer. I often feel like we ought to really get out in the summertime and see ferns a lot better than we do. I haven't seen any fungus yet, though I expect with this rain we're going to start to see it. When we think of fungus in May, a lot of us think of morels. Morels are not really that common in the Duluth area, and of course there is that saying that if you know where a patch of morels is, you would never tell anybody anyway. But I look for a few others besides that. But like I say, when it comes to fungus in the springtime, there are not very many. I expect by the time we speak next week there will be more. The migration of birds is the other thing that is so, so amazing at this time. Wow. Warblers, you know, I'm so glad we live in a part of the country that has the diversity of warblers that we have. Every spring, I look for 26 species to come through, and it's not disappointing. Even if I don't see all 26 species, that's fine, but still, they are coming through. Many of them stay here and nest. Many of them keep on going, but they are arriving now. So far, I've seen 17 of those 26, and yesterday I had quite an experience. When the warblers come through, a lot of times they're small birds. They have some color on their body. Some of them sing, some don't. But when they come through, they often are coming through in mixed flocks. And they time their return to the north. They time that return with the opening of the leaves, because when the leaves open up in the spring, a lot of little caterpillars hatch and start immediately feeding on the soft tissue of the leaves. And so the warblers show up at about the same time to feed on those caterpillars, so the timing is pretty important. Well, yesterday, during one walk, I happened to come across what we call a wave, where there's many species of warblers all together, and they just kind of drift through the trees. And at one spot, without moving, I was able to see or hear 11 kinds of warblers, which I think is really, really a terrific thing. Boy, seeing these waves are just amazing. But it's not alone. There's plenty other going on. The rosebreast grosbeaks have come back in the last couple of days, and they're singing very loud now. I recorded the first one on the 12th of May. Baltimore oriole yesterday, another one that's very colorful and sings really loud. A wood thrush are back in the woods and singing, as are the vireos. And just as of yesterday, and again this morning, the yellow-throated vireos are back and singing. So we have a tremendous amount. You know, this is the time of year. I often say there's a new story every day. I think I say that throughout the year. But I think when it comes to this time of May, I think there's like a new story every hour. Boy, the things are just amazing. And like you say, with the warmer temperatures and the recent amount of rain we got, we are going to see a lot more. We are now at 15 hours of daylight, and the days still continue to get longer. One of the kinds of critters that I've seen only spotted sporadically so far that I expect to see a lot more in May is butterflies. There have been a few out. I've seen the spring blue azure, and I've seen the white veined one, cabbage white, and a day before yesterday, a painted lady butterfly. But be on the lookout for the first monarch. I usually record the first monarch between the 20th and the 30th of May, so who knows, they may be on the way as well. So Yes, Lisa, we are getting a very, very active time going on in the world of nature right now. Anybody who hasn't yet seen it, please get out and take a walk. It is just terrific. Okay, so take care.
Thank you very much, Larry, and enjoy a little bit of sunshine this weekend.
Oh, yes. Take care.
The time has come. Larry Weber this morning here on Backyard Almanac. He's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday right here for Backyard Almanac on Northland Morning.